Thanks for joining us on the NRT Now podcast, part of the largest Christian music site online, newreleasetoday.com. Sit back and relax as we chat with your favorite artists, introduce you to new artists, and more. Now here's your host, Jake.
We're here with Jordan St. Cyr, and if you guys have not heard his name pronounced, that is how it's pronounced, at least I'm assuming.
You got it right, man. You got it right. Awesome. I've heard so many different, right when you think you've heard it all, somebody just kind of blows your mind with a new way of saying it. But yeah, there's no vowels in it. It's super weird. Some people ask if, hey, is that your stage name? Did you come up with that? And I'm not that creative. So you nailed it.
My iPhone keeps auto-correcting it to Jordan St. Cry.
Oh yeah. We get all our Amazon packages St. Cry.
Just one of those things, you see it in print so much and you've seen it as Fires has been a major radio hit over the last couple of years. It's one of those things, you see it written, but then when you go to pronounce it, like, I'm just happy that I pronounced it right, that I've heard it before, because yeah, I would have put my foot in my mouth and it would have been an amazing start to this episode.
It's a great talking point. I love it when people get it wrong, because I would never expect people to get it right. It's such a unique, different last name. So it's all good.
Well, and if I understand it correctly, it is Canadian.
Yeah. I mean, I'm Canadian, so I guess the roots of the origins of St. Cyr would date back to France. From what I understand, St. Cyr means lordly helper, or kind of lordly pastor, you know, lordly being like a landowner and Cyr being like a helper pastor type. So I'll take that.
I didn't know that you were actually from Canada, from Manitoba even.
Yeah.
It's not even like one of the ones that we hear about a ton. It's like Manitoba that's up there.
Yeah. You know, yeah, it's frigid cold right now. We actually moved down to Tennessee just under 2 months ago. And so when we were loading up that U-Haul truck, minus 37.
And that's so Fahrenheit, right?
That's Fahrenheit.
Negative 37 Celsius would be terrible.
You know what? If I think minus 40 Celsius and minus 40 Fahrenheit, that's where they meet. It would be pretty close. But I mean, let's get serious. You know, you cannot feel your face. Your breath turns to ice. It's brutal.
And I grew up in the middle of Wyoming, and those negative temperatures are no joke. And add a little bit of wind. And
that's right. That's right.
Winters in the north are no joke. It's a different breed up there.
It is, man. It's just, it goes to show our love for people, because that's really all that kept us there. Our people, our family. Every winter, my wife and I would just kind of shake our head, you know, why are we still here? But we love the block we had our house on, and the neighbors, and both of our families live so close. But yeah, we're excited for this next chapter in Tennessee.
So you're on tour right now with Riley Clemons and Jeremy Camp.
Yeah.
Are you as much of a Jeremy Camp fan as I was before you started in the industry? Or is this new people that you're meeting on this tour? What's kind of this journey been a little bit coming from Canada down to the States here?
Yeah, I mean the Jeremy Camp thing, like, I've been a fan since I was a kid. I still believe. What's the other one? Oh gosh, I'm drawing a blank.
I do this all the time on the podcast. Like, I try and think of a song name and it's just...
Give Me Jesus. Give Me Jesus was just such a vulnerable song that, you know, I'd heard before, but then it kind of, he gave it new life. It resounded so quickly when I heard it, because I was just one of those kids that God just grabbed my heart at a young age. So when I heard that song, it was just like, yes, that's what I want. And so he kind of represented a lot of that kind of song. You know, he was just willing to go all the way in his faith, in his music, and just played really a vital role in those defining moments as a young person in my life.
And so now you get to be out on tour with him. That is incredible.
Yeah, it's such a full circle moment. And most nights I've been able to introduce him. So I get done with my set, Riley Clemons will come on, we'll take a short break. And then I get to come back out and say exactly what I told to you about, this guy has given me this. Come on, let's give it up for the one and the only, Jeremy Camp. And it's just such a neat, honoring thing that I feel God has given me to really just realize that he has been with me this whole way. And now he's kind of just putting an exclamation point on it.
That's amazing. So talking about, you know, God being with you through a lot, that seems to be the common theme that I've heard through your newest album coming here lately. And
yeah,
one of your biggest stories, you know, I got to ask, how is baby girl doing?
Yeah. You know, Emery, our youngest, is doing well. Up until this point, we hadn't been in the hospital in an emergency situation in about 9 months. And just last weekend, I was in San Antonio. My wife gives me the call and she's like, hey, I got to call the ambulance. Something's up with Emery. So they check her out and they're like, okay, everything seems good. And so my wife actually kept her home for another couple hours. And then she kind of took a turn for the worse again, called the ambulance again, went to the hospital, and it just broke my heart not being right there with them. And so she had another, you know, cluster of seizures that they finally got under control after a couple of days. And so they were in the hospital for 2.5 days. Now she's at home, she's recovering well. And so I was home with them, and these little kids, they just bounce back so quick. Not to say we're not vigilant. And, you know, like I said, these seizures come in clusters. So, you know, after she's had a few, then we're kind of like, you know, we've been back in the hospital right again. And so with her, it's been quite the ride. Right now in this moment, as we speak, she's doing really well. She's like, you know, 99% back to her normal self, running around, being a little, you know, goofball. We're just grateful for the moments. You know, we can't think too far down the road. And I think that's what God wants for all of us, is to live in the moment. That's what he created us for.
With fires, one of the things that I was reading was it was written for another person that you had in mind. Yeah. And then, yeah, you know, the situation with Emery came.
Yeah.
And that song just kind of took on a whole new life for you personally. And
yeah,
isn't it kind of annoying when God, you do something and God brings that back and says, hey, remember this?
That's exactly what he did. That is exactly it. You know, in the quiet, as our hearts were breaking into a million pieces, it wasn't an I told you so. It was just this loving Heavenly Father moment of like him reminding us, remember, you once believed that I was this faithful and this good. I am still this faithful and this good, even more so. I am even more close and near to you in your time of need. And so we're faced with a choice. You know, either we decide, you know, God, I'm done with you, I'm going to do this on my own, or I'm going to dig into this truth that he's telling me right now. And you find yourself leaning on these cliches because that's all you have left. But God is so good. And he's so much more faithful than I ever thought he was. And he's given us such amazing friendships through this process. Our marriage is stronger because of it. The gifts that have come through this season are more than we could have ever asked for. Even though, you know, like last week, and we're still walking through the fire, we wouldn't change it because the gift that comes with it is so great.
Just to back up a little bit, one of the things that I've learned that I've seen as I've done some of these podcast interviews and had some of these conversations is we'll be in the middle of a conversation and, you know, as I go back through and prepare it for release and all that, like maybe sometimes it's a couple, 3 weeks down the road. Like I didn't know that this was going to happen when we recorded this episode 2 weeks ago, but just rehearing that and re-remembering that conversation, like, it's crazy how many times it's happened just so far in this podcast. And it's like, I get it. Like you're bringing that up. So, you know, this conversation might not be for right now, but you know, give it a couple of weeks and it'll be even more relevant.
That's right. Like you said, it's annoying, but he is setting us up. He has our best interest at heart, and he brings the testimony of others into our lives that we may be strengthened, not to overshadow us, but rather to lift us up. And so the story that inspired fires really just inspired the song, and it became a song for my wife. It became a song for our kids, just to dig in with the heart of God, you know, in spite of our circumstances.
And obviously, as successful as that has been through the radio and through the charts and everything, apparently it resounds with a lot more than just you guys and just you know, me personally as well. I mean, it seems like that's hit a chord for quite a few people.
It has. The stories that are coming in such different ways, whether it's a parent that has passed, someone going through divorce, kids, you know, like my daughter who have been stricken with a disease, you hear every kind of story. And then here, I find that worship leaders are singing this on Sunday mornings. So it's not just necessarily a CCM song. They're singing it as a worship song, which is, that to me is you know, blows my mind. Like, I've been a worship leader my entire life. I feel like that's my trade. But to see this song kind of sit on the fence like that, and people are using it in both ways, it's really special.
It was a few weeks ago. I'm in the students ministry at our church. One of the series that we just did not long ago was basically the students were asking the questions, and you know, the pastors were answering. The number one thing that came out was, why do good things happen to bad people? And yeah. I think that's like the number one question that is with the faith. You know, we talk about a good God, we talk about a just God, you know, all the things that God is, but then we right. see the bad things that happen, pandemic, right. disease, mm-hmm. you know, all this kind of stuff. You know, a lot of times it's hard to wrap our heads around that God can be yeah. good. Man, that's just such a tough concept that I think a lot of us have to wrap around.
Yeah.
And then you yeah. turn into, you know, a song like Fires, or, you know, these concepts of, though the things may be bad, there's things that happen, there's stuff that isn't fun, but no matter what, God is with yep. you in those moments.
That's right. That, I mean, that's a huge concept, a huge question that I think is so valid. I believe, you know, that circumstance only points to God's love for us. Yeah. And I say that because he honors our choice. He honors our free will. And for him to do that, he's given us authority on this earth to make decisions and choices that may not benefit our fellow man. And we may go the wrong way, all because I think a healthy relationship, you have to choose one another. God has revealed that he has chosen us. And now it's on us, and we get to decide to choose him. But if we cannot freely do that, he's created robots, you know, yeah. and we're not. Yeah. He wants that deep, loving relationship that we so desire, right? And we look for it in each other. You know what? We'll never find that depth in one another, right? We find glimmers yeah. of it. We find glimpses of it. And we can find it when God is at the center of that relationship. But if he is not there, we do not find it. And I think the Bible talks about, you know, God allowing us to walk through the fires that our faith may be proved genuine. And so I think, you know, bad stuff is around because a lot of it we've created. But God, the thing is, God is always working. He will use any and everything to draw us closer to him. If you can, when you're going through that season, to embrace it, knowing God still has a plan and purpose for your life, and you're not quite there yet, you stand in between the miracle and the not yet, God will use that to shape you, refine you, make you better for the lives that he wants you to impact of those around you. I mean, this whole album has really been a shift on my perspective of pain and suffering, and just really watching what God will do through it.
And I think you touched it right there. It's about us helping others. And yeah. whether you're in the middle of it or you're watching some other person go through it, you know, a friend or whatever. Like, 2020 was kind of weird for us.
Yeah.
I mean, with all the stuff for us personally. And then 2021 was a year for us that just went completely off the rails. I think I've told some of the stories on the podcast between, we had a baby in 2021 and he wouldn't gain any weight. So there was a night in the hospital with him and my wife. We got hit by Snowmageddon just a few weeks later here.
Yes.
And, the Dallas area, dealing with getting our house put back together from that. And then COVID hit us in September, hit my wife hard, along with a major work emergency. You know, like, there's just all this stuff that happened that, you know, I could have an amazing sob story.
Yeah.
But the thing that really rang true for me through all of that is just God being there through, in the midst of all of those storms.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't like miracle. It wasn't like my wife woke up one day and COVID was gone. That wasn't how he worked, but we had friends show up and bring us meals. We had, my aunt was absolutely amazing. We had lived with them during, while our house was getting put together from Snowmageddon. During that, our COVID season, it's like, hey, I don't have anything for lunches and that kind of stuff. If you're going to be out, will you grab some stuff for us? I didn't know it at the time, but she dropped everything that she was doing and ran out and grabbed stuff for us. It wasn't while I was out. It was That's like, right. I'm going to go take care of this. And since we lived with him, she knew what our kids liked and all that kind of stuff. She kind of knew what we needed. And she showed up with more than I had said that we needed and stuff. And that's really what I noticed through these seasons. And I can go back further through some of the other stuff, but just using that kind of as example, that's to me where God really showed up in the middle. It wasn't some miracle, boom, everything's all back. All right.
Right.
But he had the people walk alongside us, and people walk alongside us in droves, that it just absolutely floored me. And it was probably too much for me to process, but that was just incredible to watch God work in that way.
I love that. You know, his greatest blessing, or one of his greatest blessings, is just staring us in the face. And it's just the people around us. And I find it, if you're like me, when I fall in that need, I don't like to share it, right? I'm going to handle this on my own. And the thing is God has given us the church, the body of Christ, to surround us in those times of need. That's why we exist. You know what I mean? To lift each other up. You know, my wife said this the other day, and to hit on another cliche, when it rains, it pours, right? And we, it just feels that way. Sometimes we just get hit from every side, but when it rains, that's when the roots grow deeper. They have the ability to grow deeper because they're being nourished. That just hit me hard. I'm like, it's so true. It's so true.
So let's talk a little bit about your musical journey. And yeah, we kind of peeled through some of the themes of this album. I'd read that you had pretty much determined that you're going to be in music from like a wee young lad.
Yeah, yeah.
St. Patrick's Day was yesterday. I got it.
That's right.
But talk a little bit about your musical journey and getting to open for Jeremy Camp these days now.
Yeah. You know, so I started in youth group. I grew up in a very small town. In youth group, if you have an inkling that you maybe might want to perhaps play guitar and sing, you are now the guy, right? And so I don't even remember how many people are in our youth group, maybe 15, maybe 20. I did not have necessarily an aptitude to sing or play guitar right away, but my heart for worship was just, you know, I feel like I was born with it. You know, these simple worship songs with simple chord structures, I was just able to dig in and hone my craft. I would lock myself in my room for 3-4 hours a night and just play, just sing my heart out. And, you know, I thought I was working on becoming better at guitar and, you know, working at my voice. And I was, but really God just gave me these quiet times as a young person, 15 years old, 16 years old, to really just, he started planting these truths, these seeds of truth in my heart as a young person. That's kind of what got me into music. There was always like, man, I would love to be able to do with what Jars of Clay does. You know, when I heard Flood and Love Song for a Savior, like that album, what I found unique about that album was, not only was it just, it blew my mind, it was amazing. It was an album. So both my brothers, my older brother, younger brother, they listened to like mainstream rock and roll, but this was an album that actually brought us together. They saw this, you know, Christian record, which they didn't listen to Christian music. They bought into it. They were like, that is great. And so it was something that we could bond over. I mean, long story short, I got into a rock band in my early 20s. We played bars and we'd headline a show at 1 a.m. and then I'd go lead worship at 7 a.m. at my church. And I just felt like this is where God wanted me. You know, I wasn't into the party scene, but I wanted to be a presence. I wanted to be a light wherever I was. And God just gave me that education in humanity, really, of like, we're all trying to connect, not always doing it in healthy ways on both sides, you know, but we're all looking for human connection. Ultimately, we're looking to find where we come from, who made us, and to fill that spot in our heart that only God can fill. It's given me just a well-rounded outlook of our world and how I can be of best use. Shortly after that, I did a bit of a singer-songwriter stint, you know, put out a couple albums and still wasn't finding my place. I was still, you know, there was faith-infused songs, but the way God made me, I've always been very black and white in my beliefs, like, this is just who Jesus is. I kind of got to the end of that season, God being very gracious and kind, allowing me to kind of walk, take the scenic route, if you will. And probably about 7 years ago, I was on this tour and I just, you know, heard God very clearly. Jordan, I've made you this way. Like I've given you this understanding of your faith this way. So imagine what we could do if you put both feet in. Once I kind of did that and just released my idea of what I thought my career looked like or my future looked like, the doors began to open and I just began to be so much more fulfilled in my heart saying the name of Jesus. It's been a beautiful ride. And so 2020 is really when fires came out and broke the doors wide open. And here we are today on the Jeremy Camp Tour.
So I finally got the chance to see you live after, you know, listening to the fires and watching all that stuff go through. It was, I believe, December on the Caleb Christmas Tour.
You got it, man.
One of our family traditions for Christmas is a Mac Powell Christmas show.
Yeah.
And so that's just been a thing. It sucked in 2020 when we didn't get to do that, but we made it happen back in 2021. And then there's Jordan St. Cyr in the middle of that. And that's when I got introduced to some more of your music. And just the power of the songs that you have live is just absolutely incredible. Like, it was super exciting to get to see you not only finally live, but on that tour with just so many incredible people.
Yeah, that was a dream tour for sure. Crowns, Casting Crowns being one of those bands that they have these songs and they're so genuine and authentic. And then you meet them in real life and they exude that. That to me is a beautiful thing. Yeah, Mac again was to meet that guy, you know, third day again, like Jeremy Camp played a huge part, writing those defining moments in my life that drew me into those quiet times with God. Again, back to the jars of clay. It's like, that's all I wanted to really exude. It's just these guys reached a kid in middle of nowhere, Canada with a song on the radio. And ultimately that was my dream and that was my goal. And so to be here doing that, it's wild.
We'll wrap up this podcast episode. We've talked about baby girl Emery. She's not the only one. You have 4 kids in total.
That's right. Yeah.
Split right down the middle, 2 boys, 2 girls.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, you know, a little bit of that mirror of how God uses people and the free will and all that. The one thing that kept popping through my mind is just as dads here, both as dads, is just the love of the kids. We see just a glimpse down here on earth, you know, being a dad, of what that looks like. Like my babies are at the stage of starting to say love you and give kisses and that affection. I mean, how awesome is that? And you know, just being able to come off the road and seeing those babies, like just how amazing is that feeling?
I say this all the time. They are my grounding rods. You see your name and you see your picture everywhere. And that's not real. It's not real. It's all hype. And don't buy into your own hype. When you get home, the real starts, you know, and like these kids, as you know, they ask so much of you. And our job a lot of the times is to just say yes. And it's not easy for some reason, even now, you know, just, hey, dad, want to go jump on the trampoline? Hey, dad, want to go play street hockey? Hey, dad, want to do this? Hey, dad, I'm like, I'll never regret saying yes. Because as soon as I do and I get into their mode, I'm like, oh, this was great. Clearly. So they are everything. They are God's gift to keep us grounded. They are God's gift to keep us rooted in the moment and to remember what matters.
Jordan, just really appreciate you spending the time with us here. And I hope that you have an amazing time on tour with Jeremy and Riley. And man, just appreciate the time.
Man, thank you so much. I love doing this. So thank you for having me.
Thanks for hanging out with us for this episode of the NRT Now podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And special thanks to Neon Feather for providing our theme music. Make sure to check out newreleasetoday.com and our socials for more great content. See you next episode.